Along, who's been here since I've been gone, and the wild horse. Thank you very much. Like I said, there's been a lot of good musicians around here today, and Craig Johnson is one of them. Craig, would you come up and play one with us? Craig, where's Craig? All right. Craig can play about anything, but I'm going to ask him to play the banjo. We're going to try an old tune called The Bully of the Town. Can't be found. I'm looking for that bully of the town. Every night I'm walking around this town, looking for that bully all around. Somebody's gonna land upside down, 'cause I'm looking for that bully of the town. Been hanging around this town. He thinks that he's the toughest thing that ever came around. He's got a buffalo, this bully of the town. Every night I'm walking around this town, looking for that bully all around. Somebody's gonna land upside down, 'cause I'm looking for that bully of the town. And lays his money down, orders up a drink, then starts shoving folks around. He's got him branded as that bully of the town. Every night I'm walking around this town, looking for that bully all around. Somebody's gonna land upside down, 'cause I'm looking for that bully of the town. Let's take it home. As Craig Johnson on the banjo and Monty Napier on the guitar. And I'd like to bring another friend up here. This is such fun tonight because so many good friends of mine are here that play and sing that I'll just keep bringing them up. I've got an old friend who lives down in Duck, West Virginia. And he's a good singer and a good banjo player and a good basket maker and a whole lot of other things. Clyde, would you come up here? This is Clyde Case. I think Clyde's one of the best kept secrets in Braxton County. I asked Clyde if he'd sing one tonight, and he said he would.
Well, I've never done this before. Well, I might not do a very good job, but this song, how it all come about, in the early 1920s, my grandfather, Andrew Facemore, come down to our house and stayed a while. And this is one of the songs that he sang, and it's the exact words that he used. Come all you good people, why we are sojourning, and I'll tell you where I come from and where I got the learning. I'm just from old Virginia, where you see all the great men, the names pompous mash with the princes and the statesmen. I'll tell you all the little hun I had with Davy Crockett. He was half coon, half horse, and half skyrocket. One day as he went out a-coonin', says, I'll go along and ask him for his gun. But he said he had none. Says I, Uncle Davy, how'd you hunt without one? The deep pompous face just follow behind Davy, and he'll soon show you how to grin a-coon crazy. I followed close behind the other, coming to a squirrel, sitting on a pine knot eating sheep sorrel. Stop, stop still, and I begin to feel, says the deep pompous face just brace again my heat. I poked out my foot and I braced like a sinner, and old Davy grinned very hard for his dinner. He grinned away a while, but it didn't appear to mind it. Went on eating sheep sorrel and never looked behind it. Well, now, said Davy, it must be dead, for I saw the bark flying all around the thing's head. He drove up a tree, this thing to discover, and all for the mash, old pompous mash liver. But when he got up in the place of a squirrel, he's grinning at a pine knot as big as any barrel. Said he, you black calf, you'd better not laugh, or I'll bite off both your ears and I'll break you in half. I set down my gun, laid off my ammunition, said I, Uncle Davy, I'll cool your ambition. Well, then we locked horns, and I thought my breath was gone, for I never was squeezed so since I was born. We fought away half a day and then agreed to stop it, for I was badly hurt, and so was Davy Crockett. For when we come to look, both heads were missing. He had bit off my head, and I'd swallowed his'n.
That's Clyde Case. That's Clyde Case and Lucy Case. His wife's out there. Maybe you'd want to visit with them a little bit at intermission. I'm going to ask another friend to come up and play one more, and then we're going to take a short 10 or 15 minute break. So the next fella here, this is Jimmy Costa, and I really don't have to introduce Jimmy Costa to very many people if you've been around West Virginia very long. Jimmy?
Well, the hard shell preachers now tell you how they do. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, they grow their own tobacco and they make their own brew. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul. When my soul's set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, the holy roller preachers, they sure am a sight. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, they get the women rolling and they kick out the lights. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul. And my soul's set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, a Presbyterian preacher who lives in the town. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, his neck's so stiff that he can't look around. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Soul, where my soul set free, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, Episcopalians, no matter who they're with, don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Where there's three or four gathered, there's bound to be a fifth. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, the Carmelite brothers, you sure am saved. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, they gotta be baptized every other day. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Now the Catholic priest, oh, listen while I tell. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, you give him $5 and he'll get you out of hell. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Krishna, so I've been told. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, they gotta go meeting where they gotta go to meeting wearing their saffron robes. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, the Hindus won't eat beef at all. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Feared there and on her great grandma. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, a Jewish rabbi's a busy old man. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? He's a packing them pickles just as quick as he can. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Praise God, there's a heaven and a ringing in my soul, and my soul set free. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Well, Oral climbed his tower tall. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Oh, a begging on the good Lord not for to call. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Then the money come in by the bushel and the peck. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? He climbed down so quick he like to broke his neck. Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan? Don't you hear Jerusalem moan?
Well, that's good.
We're going to take a short break. Don't go away. We're going to have a lot of good music in the second part, so we're going to take 10, 15 minutes. And I've asked John Preston to step in and play some guitar for us, just cold on the spot, and John can do it.
Jimmy Johnson. Thank you. Had a fiddle, and he was a fiddlesome himself, and he was a lover of fiddle music, and he found out this boy could play the fiddle awful good, and he'd take his fiddle and go over to the prison every day and have him to play something for him. So he told him, he said one day, he said, your time soon be up, and he said, if you'll make me a promise, he said, I'll give you that fiddle. And he said, all right, what is it? He said, if you'll promise me when you go home, that you'll sit down and play Home Sweet Home for your wife and children. He said, all right, I'll do it. So the day he left, Mother Warden gave him the fiddle. He went home, and when he got home, why, there was a new baby there. And he didn't know what to make of that. And so wasn't but a short time till he ran along to the warden again. The first thing the warden asked him, he said, Did you keep your promise? He said, no. He said, why? Well, he said, when I got home, he said, there was a new baby there, a couple of weeks old. He said, how could a man play Home Sweet Home in a case like that. So I said, I just sit down and played Who's Been Here Since I've Been Gone. I'll play that for you. This next tune's an old woman called Darwin Mamma.